In the day's other headlines, Ukraine's president, Volodymyr Zelensky, said he had a very good conversation with top U.S. negotiators about ending the war with Russia. Zelensky's call with Special Envoy Steve Witkoff and President Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, comes days after he said he was open to withdrawing troops and creating a demilitarized zone in his country's east. It's not clear whether Russia will agree to that proposal, which must also go to Ukrainian voters in a referendum. Turning to the Vatican on this Christmas, Pope Leo, during his first Christmas Day sermon as pontiff, condemned the treatment of Palestinians in Gaza and called for an end to all wars around the world.
Fragile è la carne delle popolazioni inermi.
Fragile is the flesh of defenseless populations, tried by so many wars, ongoing or concluded, leaving behind rubble and open wounds.
Leo led Mass inside St. Peter's Basilica and then addressed a rain-soaked crowd from the loggia overlooking the square. He called on leaders to find peace through dialogue, and he offered a variety of blessings.
Inglese. Merry Christmas! May the peace of Christ reign in your hearts and in your families.
Unlike his predecessor, Leo, who is the first U.S. pope, offered Christmas greetings in multiple languages, including in English. Around the world, there were more Christmas celebrations, some full of unique holiday cheer, others coming amid challenge and hardship. Air sirens briefly interrupted the bells and songs of carolers in Ukraine's capital, Kyiv, as a Russian drone flew overhead. The celebration, with traditional costumes and Christmas stars, went on undeterred. And in Bethlehem, where Christians believe Jesus was born, Christmas Mass and festivities were held for the first time in more than 2 years since the war in Gaza began. Back here at home, it was also the final Christmas Mass for Cardinal Timothy Dolan at New York City's St. Patrick's Cathedral. And one very lucky Powerball player in Arkansas is having a very Merry Christmas indeed, having won the $1.8 billion jackpot.
Get those tickets out. Let's play that first number up.
The grand prize win last night ended a nearly four-month streak without one. All that time without a winner drove the jackpot to near record levels. This was the second largest U.S. lottery jackpot ever. If the winner opts for the one-time lump sum cash payout, that would earn them, before taxes, about $835 million. Still to come on the NewsHour, a new generation of smaller plug-in solar panels grows in popularity in the U.S. A new fellowship honors the work of aging lifetime jazz musicians with financial support. Photographers Derek and Beverly Joubert describe their 40 years of capturing dazzling images of wildlife in Africa.
This is the PBS NewsHour from the David M. Rubenstein Studio at WETA in Washington, headquarters of PBS News.